I don't know if it was Darwin or somebody else who said this. It is not the strongest or the most intelligent that survive. It's the one that adapts. And I think the time has come for us to adapt our thinking in surgical training. In the past, we looked at our surgeon masters, and I think I was delighted to hear the experience in the Paris Center. That is an ideal experience, but unfortunately it's not replicated anywhere in the world, and if that were so, I wouldn't be standing in front of you trying to come up with a different innovation. So, we need to be looking at surgical education quite differently. Our surgical trainers need to be more trained. They need to have more dedicated time, the commitment, and they need to be focused. They need to have vision for change and vision to change with the current times that we are living in. These three principles that I have mentioned are not original. They have been taken from an article that I recently read on the reason why postgraduate schools in education have come on board. And the principles behind that are the old model of the surgeon master has to change to a surgical educator. The apprenticeship models have to change because our trainees do not get the exposure or the contact with their master surgeons. And therefore, we need to move towards postgraduate studentships. The old NHS organizational exposure, clinics, a lot of time in theatre, etc., are fast disappearing purely because of the shift systems. And therefore, we need to lean towards university-based systems. And that is the principle behind the development of postgraduate schools in surgery today. The common theme that's coming out of a lot of the publications today are the trainees need to drive their own learning. They need to be self-directed. They need to use innovation, perhaps maybe forming their own clubs, self-motivated learning, and consider using PBL in surgery. And that's the reason, one of the reasons Sam Leinstein and myself are very keen on developing a mastership, because we have got a lot of experience in PBL surgery. Our curriculum has been, the undergraduate curriculum has been rated as, the last 3 years we come as number 2 according to the National Student Survey for our curriculum. And therefore we feel that we could develop and produce and execute a curriculum that will be interesting to the trainees.